Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Minnesota is suing Texas Governor Greg Abbott over the extradition of a federal immigration agent charged in a January shooting in Minneapolis. The Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez reports.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says Abbott has delayed the extradition of ICE agent Christian Castro. Castro is accused of shooting a man during an immigration enforcement operation and later lying about what happened. He was arrested in Texas in May and has remained jailed here. Under Texas law, Castro can only be held for a limited time while awaiting the governor's extradition warrant. Ellison says he could be released as early as next week.
Christian Castro could walk free from jail in Texas and flee justice in Minnesota, including by leaving the country.
The lawsuit asks a federal judge to force Abbott to sign the warrant and prevent Castro's release. Abbott's office declined to comment. I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
Fort Bend ISD is asking families to weigh in on proposed boundary changes that would impact where students attend several middle schools and high schools starting next year. At least 9 middle schools in the district could see changes. Officials say 3 high schools they're focusing on are over capacity. Beth Martinez is the deputy superintendent.
We have multiple splits as we stand now where students go to an elementary and then they split to multiple middle schools, or a middle school splits to multiple high schools. So the focus of this work was to look at how we could relieve those 3 high schools and how we could best align those feeder patterns to keep the splits at minimum.
The school board is expected to vote on the boundary changes by October. A small school district in Colorado has rejected the controversial Texas Bluebonnet reading curriculum it had just approved for this school year. The Montezuma-Cortez district quickly reversed course after it said it found the curriculum riddled with errors. Our Bianca Seward says there was also concern over Bible stories in its reading material.
The state-developed Bluebonnet curriculum has been heavily scrutinized and criticized since it was first approved in 2024. The first iteration had more than 4,000 errors and cost Texas taxpayers more than $8 million to have it corrected. In May, the Montezuma-Cortez School District in Colorado adopted the new education system, or NES, which is an education model spearheaded by Houston ISD state-appointed Superintendent Mike Miles. Board members at the meeting said they didn't know about the Bluebonnet inclusion.
I didn't realize that it was going to entail the new curriculum, so I felt like I either didn't understand or wasn't explained to properly.
HISD adopted Bluebonnet in June, so when the Colorado District implemented the HISD model, Bluebonnet came with it. The district has not yet announced how it is replacing the curriculum. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Meanwhile, in our sports yesterday, the Angels beat the Astros 3-1. That is the first of a 3-game series. For more news, make sure to head over to our website. That is HoustonPublicMedia.org. It is currently 80 degrees here on the UH campus, 98.